You're listening to SBS News.
Israel's Pandemic Advisory Board has recommended the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in children aged 5 to 11. The country's health ministry is expected to accept the recommendation and begin rolling out the shots this month. The head of the health ministry's pandemic task force, Boaz Lev, says protecting children is the main focus, but the decision to inoculate or not is up to individuals.
The main goal is to protect the health of children as individuals, but at the end of the day, the decision is autonomous and subject to private consideration for each and every family, and it should be free of coercion.
Israel's 9.4 million population is relatively young. Around 1.2 million are between 5 and 11 years old. Health officials have been doubtful the country could reach herd immunity without children being vaccinated. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds at a 10 microgram dose. The dose given to those aged 12 and older is 30 micrograms. In the United States, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeffrey Zients has given a first indication of the pace of the school-aged vaccination campaign. He says almost a million children will have received a dose in their first week of eligibility.
On vaccinations, our program for kids ages 5 through 11 is hitting full strength this week, with 20,000 trusted and convenient locations coming online. This includes pediatricians and family doctors' offices, pharmacies, children's hospitals, community health centers, rural health clinics, and school-based clinics. While our program is just fully up and running this week, by the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says COVID-19 doesn't only harm the elderly.
What is clear is that COVID-19 poses a significant risk to our children, with more than 2 million cases reported in children 5 to 11 since the start of the pandemic and 66 deaths over the past year, as well as the risk of additional complications like MISC and long COVID.
The outgoing director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, has shared his thoughts on the next chapter of the pandemic. He says the outlook for 2022 is uncertain.
A lot of that's going to depend on how we do in actually increasing the number of vaccine doses that can get to people in the parts of the world that haven't yet been able to benefit from this amazing scientific development. And it is amazing having vaccines reach the point of being safe and effective in less than 12 months. We've never seen that happen before, but a lot of people are still waiting. And to that extent, SARS-CoV-2 is still having a pretty big party in various parts of the world.
He's concerned that more COVID-19 variants will appear, requiring further vaccine development.
What all of us hope doesn't happen in the next few months is that we get variants that are even more troubling because they would not be as well protected against by the current vaccines. And then we would have to go through another generation of vaccine development in order to have something to work against that sort of new version of the pandemic. We all hope that doesn't happen. So far, we're doing pretty well, even with Delta.
To Russia's St. Petersburg, which is making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for over 60s and those suffering from chronic illnesses. Medical volunteer Natalia Gavrushina says the move has increased uptake and sparked long queues at the vaccination center where she works.
It affected the rate of vaccination. Many people come for the first dose of Sputnik V or for the Sputnik Lite, which previously was available to everybody. Now many people come to get vaccinated. Unfortunately, the queues are also long, so patients are having to wait a little.
Russia has recorded an increase in daily coronavirus deaths. Officials say a record 1,239 people died on Wednesday, and there were over 38,000 new infections. To Ukraine, where Health Minister Viktor Liashko says over 90% of COVID-19 patients in hospital are unvaccinated.
Today in Ukraine, 91 to 92% of patients admitted to the hospitals are not vaccinated. If vaccination rate in Ukraine equaled to the European average, the death rates would go down by a third. But even without it, vaccination has already saved 6,000 lives in Ukraine.
Mistrust in vaccines is widespread in Ukraine. Several years ago, it led to an outbreak of measles, and today it puts thousands in hospital with COVID-19. According to the health ministry, only around 8.2 million in a population of 41 million are fully vaccinated. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.